Okay, this is September 28th, 2009, and Joan Weaver and Rosetta Graff are in the home of Wilma Lancaster, and we're going to be talking to her today. The home is located at 1855 20th Avenue in Ophir, Kansas. Okay, what is your full name?
Wilma Pauline Lancaster.
And we just said where you resided. When and where were you born?
Ford County, Kansas, February the 20th, 1930.
And this was close to Overly?
Yes, not too far.
And is this over the Edwards County line? Or?
Well, a little further than that. The Edwards County line's right after you turn this corner. So I'd say about 6 miles from where I now live.
Okay. And what were the names of your parents?
Oh, now they had nicknames. My mother was baptized Maria. Of course, that's the German for Mary. Magdalena Weiss. And my dad was baptized Albert Carl Kurth, and he never used his name. He always went by A.C., and then my mother went by Lena, and that those are the names on their gravestones because they never used their real names.
And who are your grandparents on both sides?
Oh, the grandparents Weiss were, and I'm not sure about their middle names, Herman and Christina Weiss.
And the other side?
Other side was, and of course in German now, it was, we knew him as Edward, but it was Eduard and Bertha Kurth.
And what brought your family, whether it was your grandparents, were they the first one to come to this area, or your first came here?
The Weisses, the Hermann Weiss, he came from Germany. And then he met his wife. He probably landed, I'm not sure where he landed, but then he met his wife in Pennsylvania. So she was from Pennsylvania. Okay, now on the Kurth side, it was a generation back. It would have been my grandparents' parents that would have come from Germany. So my grandfather, which was Edward, was, I think he was born here. I think they lived in, did you probably got that from Cordelia, I'll bet. If you ask her these questions, she knows, because she's got that.
It'd be the same.
It'd be the same on, yeah, on her side, because that would have been her mother's parents, Ida's.
And they were in this area.
Yeah.
They came to this
yeah.
area.
Yeah. Okay. So her grandparents and great-grandparents would have been the same as mine. And I don't, you know, I've probably got that genealogy somewhere, but I didn't look it up.
Now the grandfather that met his wife in Pennsylvania, did he stop there and farm or something?
No, I think he just stopped there for a little while. And then they came west looking for something better, I guess.
And they were farmers, both sides? And
yeah, yeah. But when he first came here, I can remember my mother didn't always, you know, say that much about history, but my dad was a real historian. So he said Grandpa Weiss told him they came out here, and see, he gave the property where our church is, right over there, and the homestead's just a mile down the road where Everett and Phyllis Weiss lived. And they, both him and his wife, worked in Dodge City when they first came here. And he was a stonemason, I believe is what he was. And I forget what she did up there, but I can remember my dad saying the stories. They went up there to work, and my grandmother would walk over the dead bodies there in Front Street. So it was kind of interesting.
Or would they have gone to Dodge on the train?
I bet they went probably horse and buggy. I'm guessing, is how they got there back and forth. Of course, which did take quite a while because it's about 20 miles from our church, which would be about the same, maybe 21 miles to Dodge. And they'd have to go clear up here to Offaly to catch it, so why would they want to do that? So I'm just guessing. They probably went horse and buggy.
That's interesting.
Oh, and by the way, they said they weren't sure who burned their house burned. Grandpa Weiss's did. And it was just in the time before my mother was born, which was 1893, because she was born in the barn. They didn't have a house. So that would have been like 1890 to between that and 93 when my mother was born. Somehow the house was burned, and they weren't sure whether it was cowboys or Indians. So I don't know whether I've ever heard what it was. Anyway, it got burned. And some of the cowboys, you know, coming through with cattle and stuff were pretty nasty.
That'd be a little late for Indians, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think maybe it would. It was probably those cowboys that had a grudge or something.
The Wild West.
Yeah.
Okay, did you have brothers or sisters? Or?
Yes, there were seven of us. Only two of us left.
And where were you in the birth order?
I was the last.
Another baby. And so how many brothers or sisters did you
have? Four brothers. And two sisters, and then me. That made the seven.
And what was life like in your household with seven children?
Poor.
Poor.
We were always poor.
Did it was fine. Did you have chores?
Oh, yes. And I was... By the time, I came along, I had two brothers that were already, they were ministers. Yeah. And we had what we call a prep school at St. John's in Winfield, Kansas. So they put their high school years in there. So they left home when they were like 14 years old, 13, 14, something like that. And so they were gone when I was born.
So they went to the school there. You had a parochial school at the church.
No, well, yeah, also at our church, which Cornelia probably mentioned that.
Yeah, she mentioned that. And then after that, they went to Winfield to a prep school.
Yeah, to prepare for the ministry. So they had already made up their mind when they were little kids they wanted to be pastors. So.
And did they not want to be farmers?
Yep, they knew. And then, but what was crazy, when they went to the, let's see, they went through that prep school and then college and then our seminaries, and they went to the one in St. Louis, and they'd come home every summer and harvest and try to make some money working for the richer farmers around here. So, and then once in a while they'd bring some of the other SEM students along, which is how my older sister met her husband, who was also ended up being a pastor. They brought him home to work too, and he was from Salt Lake City, so was his home, so he came home with them to work and make money to go to school too. So
a lot of ministers in your family.
A lot. And then I still have one that was Woodrow and Homer that were the ministers, and Woodrow's son also is one. He is now in Cleveland, Ohio. He's still in the ministry, but he's getting close to 65 years old, so he'll probably be retiring. So, but we still have one in the ministry.
Well, what were your chores as a girl in the house?
Oh, well, we always milked cows. And like I said, Vera and I were kind of at home there at the end by ourselves because the rest were older. And she liked to do inside, and I was an outside girl, so I was always outside feeding chickens. And we had everything, turkeys, hogs, everything to supply our food, plus gardening.
Did you do any of the wheat farming or?
No, there were Red, and these are nicknames. It was the twins were Reinhardt and Gerhardt, so they were still at home kind of when I was growing up, And they helped my dad with the farming. But we all had to milk cows. And
how many cows did you have?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember. Always a herd of Holsteins. Well, I suppose we always milked, what, 12, 15, something like that. And then, of course, the skim milk fed the hogs. And
that's twice a day going out to milk.
All right.
And then did you take care of washing all the creamer and all that sort of thing?
Oh, yes, and that smelly separator. I'll never forget that. Well, I was doing that after I was married, so it never changed.
And then you helped with the gardening. And
oh, yeah, everything to make it and carry water into the house.
Okay, so you just had the outside pump.
Mm-hmm.
And no electricity. And so you were cooking on a wood stove?
Yeah, I've got one like it. I don't have our original one. I have the one that was left here by my uncle and aunt when we moved up here in the wash house. It's one of those old cook ranges. I've got it out there in the little house over there. It's now a garage.
And then the boys did more of the heavier farm work?
Yeah.
Or were they expected to milk too?
Oh, yeah, they milked too. We all had to do that, plus my mother and father.
Now, that was more milk than your family could use. What did you...
Well, it sold cream. See, there was a creamery, and I think my dad was on the original board that got the creamery going in Offerly.
And then it was put on the train and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess that's where it went from there.
Okay. So, well, I'm trying to think. I think you said you were a teenager in the Dust Bowl days, was it?
No.
You were a child.
I was a child. Like, and I've got one of the pictures downstairs from that dirt rolling in 1938 over Dodge City. I've got that picture, so I was 8 at that time.
What do you remember about it?
Well, just really having to clean house, and they'd put sheets over the windows, and... It was, you know, like I said, I was little, so I don't remember all that much. You know, I was doing probably ornery, naughty things instead of paying attention to what the weather was doing. But my brother had we called him Red, that's Reinhardt. He got mastoiditis or something from all this dust and stuff. He was deaf in one ear from then on. Would be like a teenager, he was... Lost the hearing in one ear at that time, you know. The doctors, they probably didn't even know what it was. I don't know.
Oh. So I think somebody told us about locusts and things, too.
And the grasshoppers and the stories they tell you and about the great big pictures of grasshoppers and stuff that came on. And jackrabbits, you know, they had those rabbit drives. And
did you ride a horse?
No, never did. We never had horses. Yeah. My dad hated them. See, he had to work with horses. And he was kicked by a horse, I don't know whether it was as a child or after he was still working with them. They were married in 1912. And he had a bum knee. It was probably a broke, mm-hmm. is what it was. But they never took him to a doctor. So he kind of had a limp all his life.
You were farming with a tractor then?
Yeah.
Early on.
Yeah, from what I can remember. They might have a couple of the old work horses when I was real little, but I just don't remember that much about it. Yeah, they had the old, W30 tractors? I can't remember all the names of them.
Well, do you remember anything about the Depression? Because you had been young then, too.
Yeah.
You said you were always poor, so...
Yeah, so it didn't make much difference. Poor but happy, with 7 of us. There was, yeah, and I remember, you know, in the evening, and that was by... In fact, I got our original gas lantern. We would hang on a hook or something and play pinochle and, you know, all kinds of cards and stuff. There was enough of us, so...
So it was happy memories.
Yeah, it was always happy. And, you know, the main thing our you know, revolved around. I don't remember ever going to town as a kid. Our whole life was family and church. We were always in church every Sunday, and every time there was a service, we were there. And see, long time ago, we used to have, of course, the Lenten services, the Advent services, the all the special occasions like Ascension Day, and all those, which, you know,
All Saints
most
Day.
Of the churches have now dropped those. But we were always in church.
So the church provided your social.
That's right.
Activities.
Yeah.
Did you have potlucks and that sort of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah. I remember those. And Mission Festival used to be a big day where, you know, all the collections went for missions. And we'd exchange services with Kinsley. We've always, and now we are a dual parish, but with the Kinsley Church, we would exchange. And we'd drop our service on that day, and then we'd go to Kinsley. And it was always a big thing. And that's when I was a child, I remember, see, the church was out in the country. Do you know where that cemetery is? Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the church was there. And then we'd go, I forget how many miles, by that corner west to the old George Crook place, which is now gone. And, see, they didn't have a place to have their meal. I don't know whether that church had a basement out there. I don't think it did. So we'd go over to the old George Crook home, and I remember we'd go down the basement on one end and come up on the other end. And it was, you know, I was a little kid then, but I remember it. And that was always a big day, you know, a big meal and guest speakers. And so, like I say, so many of those things are already gone. The church has moved in Kinsley, and George Crook home is leveled. Not too far from that is that one cemetery, and I forget what they call that, where the young Billy Lippold's buried.
Mm-hmm.
It's right close there to the, I think at one time they called it Krupp, we called it Krupp Cemetery or something, but I don't know what the real name is. I should remember, because I was thinking, I think little Skeeter Raymond, the one that gave that talk, mm-hmm. I think he takes care of Peace, our Lutheran cemetery. But this was, I think, what they called the German Methodist. I'm not sure. And it's got a name now. Because I think Raymond even mentioned it.
Yeah, Ray takes care of that one, too.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
It's part of the North Edwards County Cemetery District,
yeah.
And he takes care of five.
Oh.
So he's very busy.
Yeah, we learned to know Skeeter real well because when he was in high school, he worked for Dwayne.
Skeeter is Ray Wetzel, Raymond Wetzel. We'll put that on the table.
Raymond Wetzel Jr. There's
Junior.
A senior.
Okay.
I've always known him as Skeeter. So.
And we were talking. Your church, do you remember German services in
oh,
German?
Oh, yes. I had to sit through both. And my parents, you know, they always had the same seat. And my parents sat, and I sat beside them on the right-hand side. And then, see, my grandma Weiss was killed, and I forget what year that was, up here at this crossing.
Hit by a train, you mean?
No, with a horse and buggy. They scared her, and she was thrown off.
The train? A train scared her? The
uh-huh.
horse?
Uh-huh. And she was thrown off and died shortly afterwards. But anyway, although I remember Grandpa Weiss sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd always get, and I thought, man, I was rich. He'd give me a penny to put in the collection plate. and that old collection, what we used to have as a collection bay, the old Klingenbeutel, which is German, is in that museum. We gave it. It's
mm-hmm.
Hank. I just saw it the other day in the church.
What did you call it?
Klingenbeutel.
Klingenbeutel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the collection plate?
It's a little bag on the end of a real long
stick,
and they passed
mm-hmm.
it down there. Yeah. And he'd give me a penny to put in.
Spell Klingenbeutel.
Okay. I think it's K-L-I-N-G E-N and a B-E-U-T-E-L, I think. You should ask Cordelia.
So do you speak German?
No.
No.
I came along too late. My parents were, you know, they didn't really learn English a whole lot, either one of them, till they went to confirmation instructions. And that's where they learned English. And, of course, neither one of them had much education. I was trying to think how long they maybe went to school, like maybe fourth or fifth grade. This is all they ever went. And then, of course, they learned a lot then when they went to their confirmation instructions. And the pastor, of course, taught them in English. Mm-hmm. But I remember sitting through two services as a little kid.
Mm-hmm. And you went to confirmation, too.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a two-year program? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we memorized that Luther's Catechism, mm-hmm. about that thick. Every word in it. Which I don't think they do quite as much today, which they should.
So, did you graduate from high school?
Yes.
Did you go on beyond that? Or?
No, nothing other than our schooling we had through. When I worked at school, we went to all these cook schools, and then I went to a thing refinishing furniture, which I think was something out of Dodge City Community College. Other than that, nothing.
And you went to high school where?
Offaly. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met Dwayne. Because we'd never even been to town. See, we lived way over here, and he lived right where Brett lives.
So where did your parents go to trade?
I think they went to Offaly.
But that you just didn't go.
Once in a while we'd get to go, but I just don't remember going to town.
Well, you would. It would be quite a trip back then.
So I just don't remember. Well, we wouldn't have any money to spend, so why? They bought the bare necessities to feed us and take the cream and eggs to town.
So you met your husband in high school.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And you graduated what year?
47.
But he graduated before?
No. See, they took him out of school. Oh. He after his junior year. But he probably should have been a senior. He missed one whole year of high school. He was sick with the mumps. So he missed a year. But he should have probably graduated probably with the class, and he had his class rings, and he took them both and had them melded down and made and some of his parents didn't care about their wedding rings. They gave them to him, and he made me a gold nugget out of all those rings. I wish I had his class rings, but it was his decision to do so. And I think, so he had two class rings. They gave him one from the class he should have been in. And when they took him after his junior year.
He was actually drafted because he was 18.
That's right.
Oh.
So he turned 18 in July, and they had him by August.
And you were going with him at this time?
Yeah, because I'd gone all through my freshman year, well, maybe half of it after I learned to know him. And then it would have been his junior half year.
So, where did he go first? Do you remember?
Yeah, you know, in the service, mm-hmm. that boot camp, and it's now no longer there. It was at Farragut, Idaho. They called it Camp. I think they called it Camp Farragut.
Mm-hmm. And were you going steady or engaged or just friends?
I guess friends.
Yeah. But you corresponded?
Oh, yeah. And I'll have to show you the letters. You can't read them because, something got into them. I don't know what it was. And I don't think it was at the river. I think at one time I had a termite problem downstairs. And they ate up a lot of them. I kept them, though, because of the stamps. And the return address, which was his ships and things. But some of that's all ate up, too. I'll show them to you. It's a mess. But I kept them.
And he was away for... Did he come home after
camp?
Well, yeah.
He had some furloughs. He'd usually come on the train. Mm-hmm. And at that time, they'd kick him off right here at Offaly. Mm-hmm. And after Camp Farragut, I was trying to think... I think then they sent him to that, and I'm not sure. I think on his envelopes I saw Camp Elliott, and I think maybe that's the regular, which is now the, don't they have a naval training base at San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was based at San Diego. But then when he would leave out, he'd leave out of San Francisco, usually it would say on his letters, Fleet Post Office, San Francisco.
And what did he do on ship?
He was a gunner.
Mm-hmm. And did he see action?
Oh, yeah.
And you said he went into around all the islands? Was that
oh, a bunch of them. He mentioned the Caroline Islands, Christmas Islands, Philippines, Iwo Jima, Okinawa. He saw all those. But a lot of times, see, the Navy would come in and kind of clean up. And I've got, he's got a couple Jap swords that he took off of the dead Jap. And I had given them to Brett, but I went and got them. So they're downstairs.
Mm-hmm. And so once...
And
once
of course Hawaii, he was at Hawaii.
Oh, I guess I skipped a question. Let's see. They drafted him, would that have been...
Well...
After Pearl Harbor?
Oh, yeah. See,
so
40, he didn't get old
that's
enough.
That's right, he was 45, he said, yeah.
No, 44 when he went in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you remember Pearl Harbor?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, what were you doing when you heard? Or?
Oh, we were on our way to church. It was like mm-hmm. early in the morning, 1941. And believe it or not, we had a car that had a radio in it. And we heard it on the way to church.
I bet that was the buzz at church.
Yeah, I was 11. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that I do remember. And then, of course, over the radio then all day long and, you know, and the newspapers, but I can't remember whether we got a newspaper or not. I'm probably too poor. But the radio is where we'd get our information.
And then you had older brothers. Did they go into service?
No, because the two older ones then were, let's see, in 41, my oldest brother had accepted a call to, that was his first parish in Palmer, Alaska. And he was up there when the war broke out. And they had, let's see, their first child, I think, was born in Fort. Of course, they couldn't, at that time, they couldn't marry at our seminaries till they got out. Mm-hmm. So I think he was married in 40, and him and Lucille went up there. He got his call in 41, and I think they're daughter was born sometime in 41, and then she had come back here to visit, and I think that's when the war that happened, mm-hmm. and she couldn't get back, and she had come by boat, mm-hmm. and that's how she went back, but she got stuck here for like, I can't remember, 3-4 months before they let her go back. Excuse me.
That's okay. We'll stop this.